Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm glad you're here for the conversation. Remember, you can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Send me your comments, your input, your feedback, and if you've got a hot story somewhere, please share it. We're always interested in hot leads as well. That's all at stevegruber.com. My next guest is the Heritage Action Executive Vice President, Ryan Walker. And he's here because, look, Alejandro Mayorkas was impeached. How many weeks ago now? The House is going to send over those articles of impeachment to the Senate. But, of course, Chuck Schumer, he won't do anything about it. Listen, the open border is the number one issue right now in this election. Number one, far and away. And the Democrats know it. And they're a bit nervous. And they certainly don't want to see this happen over in the Senate. That's why it'd probably get just pushed out the door. Ryan Walker, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Glad to have you here. Look, Chuck Schumer wants nothing at all to do with this. Mayorkas is the first cabinet member that was impeached since what? 1868, 69, something like that. A long time. It's almost unheard of, and yet it happened because he hasn't done his job. He can sit there in front of Congress and pontificate about how the border's closed, but I got new numbers today from Congressman Tim Walberg, who represents Michigan's 5th Congressional District. The new numbers now that are officially in Washington, 13.5 to 20 million illegals that have come in just 3 years. 13.5 to 20. I mean, that's just mind-boggling, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and it's more than the population of many states in the country. And they are, as we all know, being transported to every city and location in the United States.
It's more than 40 states. When you break 10 million, I'd have to go back and look. Once you break the 10 million threshold, you're greater than 40 states. Michigan's the last state that has 10 million, and then it's on up from there, California, New York, Florida, and so forth, right? And so you're talking about massive influxes of people. We've seen Denver wave the white flag with 40,000 illegals saying, we don't have anything else to give folks except plane tickets, bus tickets, and a ride to the Canadian border. That's what Denver's offering. In Chicago, where I'll be over the next few days, it's got rows of tent cities all filled with illegals. I mean, there's no place for these people to go. There's no housing. There's no plan. And you've got the crime, of course. You've got Lake and Riley, and you've got Abby Garcia in Grand Rapids. And all of this going on, how can it continue?
Well, I think you're raising all the right points. The city budgets, the even the states are under enormous pressure to be able to provide basic services to these folks. And then many want to provide everything beyond the basics. But it's come to a breaking point. Our systems cannot handle the influx of people that are here. We've seen schools close down in cities like Chicago and New York to house these migrants, and they just have had enough. It has gotten so bad that, to your point, they would rather ship them to the Canadian border than keep them here in their localities. Many of these localities were sanctuary cities too.
Yeah, you look at the numbers now, Ryan, and here's the thing: 12 to 15% of the people living inside the borders, and yes, we allegedly have borders. At least there are lines on a map somewhere. 12 to 15% of the people living here today were not born here. It's double what it's been historically, about double of people that were not born here that live here today. You can't assimilate that way. The whole point of America has always been it's this great melting pot, but you can't melt if your pan's not big enough, and our pan's not big enough, right? That's the analogy I have. Our pan doesn't mean it's just going to fly all over and have a huge mess, and that's what you're seeing, whether it's Chicago or New York or Denver. Pick your poison. It's happening all over the country. Mayorkas will never be held responsible, will he?
Well, it doesn't look like he will. But to your point, these folks have no interest in being a part of our great experiment. They have no reason or need to be to assimilate, to be a part of our society, to contribute. They are here for opportunity, as opportunists, to take advantage of our systems and to benefit themselves. You've seen videos of these folks educating each other on ways to squat in houses in all across the country. Things of that nature are continuing day by day. And it looks like Secretary Mayorkas may get off in the Senate.
Yeah. You know, you look at this, they show up, they get a free place to stay. What are they giving them? $1,400 a month in New York City on prepaid debit cards.
At least.
So cell phones, debit cards, a place to stay, food to eat. Plus, you look at these organizations, charitable organizations in America, Catholic Social Services, Lutheran Social Services, Bethany Christian Services, and a whole list of others. This is their business plan. This is how they make billions of dollars, by taking away from us, American citizens, because when that money gets used for them, it doesn't fix my roads. It doesn't improve the education at the local schoolhouse. It doesn't make sure that veterans don't sleep on the street. It does not put food on the shelves of the food pantry locally. It does none of those things when all that money is used on people that should not be here in the first place. Where am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. They're doing everything. They're going beyond that. They're giving them mental health services. They're flying them all over the country. Listen, this has become a multi-billion dollar industry for these nonprofits, and it's going to continue. We just passed a minibus appropriations bill that continues to fund these non-governmental organizations that you just mentioned. And again, this is their entire business model. They wouldn't exist otherwise. And in fact, they brag about it when you go to their new facilities, that these facilities were paid for by the proceeds of the money that they're recouping from government contracts.
So here's what I don't understand, Ryan. I mean, people that have been to Chicago recently, I'll be there in the next few days, and I'm going to go look, and I'll see it for myself, said that these tent cities stretch, you know, block after block. They're wide, they're long, they take up big chunks of real estate. Same thing in New York City, where they have these big wall tents. They have basically these camps, giant camps, inside New York City, you know, behind walls and hidden in out of sight. But how can the local media ignore all of this in Chicago or New York? The people that are there know this. And so when you talk about Ruby Garcia or Lake and Riley, the people that live in Georgia or Michigan, they know about these things. The national media can ignore it, but it is a political nightmare for the Democrats, because the people that live in these places, and you hear it from Chicago and New York and everywhere else, they're fed up. They've had all they're going to take, and they're sick of it, aren't they?
Well, they are, but to your point around local media, even they are controlled and captured by the left. They are under pressure, extensive pressure, to shirk off these issues, to not cover them. After all, the advertising budgets, the political ads that come into these local TV stations, they do have an impact. And so when they hear from politicians that this is a story that they would like to, you know, see less coverage on, there's a lot of incentive for them to listen and abide by that. But the residents and the people of these communities have had enough. And they are finally showing up at city town halls and city government meetings and having their voice heard. And I think that it's reflected in the way that the nation has labeled this the number one political issue in the country.
Well, it is. Ryan Walker is a Heritage Action Executive Vice President. And I was just having this conversation with a previous guest here. And that is the Chinese Communist Party coming into swing states, launching advertising to promote TikTok. This is one of the things they're doing. But in all of these important media markets, you make a great point here. Follow the money. And the fact of the matter is, China wants an open border. China wants to see fentanyl flood in. China wants to see 40,000 of its nationals come in illegally, which apparently maybe 50,000 now continues to go up. And they continue to fund these local advertising outlets, whether it's television, radio, social media, the internet, websites, whatever it may be. There is direct funding by the Chinese Communist Party to the tune of billions of dollars, isn't there?
There is. And listen, this is a major issue, that there are many factors that contribute to the left and the Democrats upholding and defending an open border. There is everything from the cartels to the Chinese. There are many, many people and organizations that would like to see the border remain open. So there are a lot of forces here at work. And then you have, you know, the Democrat left, who is seemingly under the control of their coalition, in wanting to show them and implement an open border so that they can have these folks come in and create political permanent power for them.
So let me ask you this. How critical is this that states, West Virginia is going to pick up a Republican seat in the Senate. We know that. So we're at 50-47, really, at that point. And people say there are three toss-up states, Ohio, Montana, Arizona. I actually believe that Maryland is in play and Michigan is in play. And now with Pete Domenici's daughter raising millions of dollars in New Mexico, it could be a dark horse race that becomes competitive in New Mexico. I think it's easy to consider the possibility that Republicans get to 51 or 52 seats in the Senate. How critical is that when you come to things like putting Mayorkas on trial or holding people accountable or closing the southern border and saving this country? I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, it's a great question. Listen, the legislative filibuster, judicial appointments, the ability to hold trials, have oversight and accountability through the various committee apparatuses in the Senate are critical. The Senate is a body that does tremendous work in that regard. And if we have a majority leader leading the Republican conference in the Senate who has an interest in protecting the American people, delivering safety and security for them, we'll have a very successful next few years in the Senate.
Ryan Walker, Heritage Action Executive Vice President, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Really appreciate it. These are important topics, my friends. You're not going to hear this everywhere, but you'll hear it here on the Steve Gruber Show. Remember, you can always go to stevegruber.com, find out more, and stay informed at stevegruber.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.